This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And good morning. It is The Drive with Say and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Illinois, House of Pain on a 5-0 run. Mike Dom, he got fouled.
Diving on the floor.
Oh, then they call the foul when it's going to go into a layup.
They call on Malcolm? Because Kraft's hurt. Get him a doctor. Away he's going to be one.
Hey, Aaron, Kraft's hurt. It's a good way to start this show. That's terrible. Sorry, Lon. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Belise.
How many seconds? Now, this is predictable. We knew this was going to happen.
Yep.
How many seconds did it take to be annoyed with Aaron Kraft?
Oh, like in the post-game interview or pre-game interview. Yeah.
That was it for me because Fran said he was tearing up crying listening to Kraft talk about how this is his last professional ride.
Right, yeah.
Jim Hale asked him 8 questions.
I know. The love affair with Aaron Kraft is beyond ridiculous. How is that a foul on Malcolm Hill?
I don't know.
I don't understand. He had 4 guys going at it, and somehow Aaron Kraft gets hurt. Now he's still on the ground. If you're on the ground that long, you better not play the rest of the game. That's what I always say about athletes that go down with an injury. If you're that hurt, you're done. Like, if you're down for more than 5 seconds, you can't play in whatever game you're playing.
Well, you know Harry Black's thing. If it's an upper body injury, he gives you 10 seconds to get off the court or field.
Okay.
Oh, it's the locker room.
Kraft is heading to the locker room. A little ankle injury. He'll be back in 2 seconds.
So it was like a scrum for the ball on the Ohio State or the Carmen's crew inbounds.
Right, so Kraft fouled Dom.
Right, and then they called it on
Malcolm diving in there.
It makes no sense.
I don't even see where Malcolm hit him.
This is horrible radio. And if you're listening to us and the game, you're agreeing with us right now. There was 2 guys scrumming, or 4 guys scrumming for the ball, 2 House of Pain, 2 Ohio State, and somehow they call, after 4 guys dive on the floor, they somehow get Malcolm. It doesn't make any sense.
I'll take the trade-off of a common foul on Malcolm for no more crap.
Ooh. Good feed from Garrett to Dom on a dunk.
2-minute slam for Dom to pull within 2.
Carmen's crew up 50-48. Here's what we got today. Nothing. This is it.
This is pretty much a throwaway show, because after this game is over, it'll be immediately irrelevant that the in-game commentary. Yeah,
everybody's watching this.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
I hope.
I would think so.
I mean, Twitter is on fire, watching people tweet about everything. Here's what happened in this game if you haven't been watching. The House of Pain came out on fire. They came out hot, and they were leading by, 13?
It was 31-20 at one point.
They had Thad Matta on, and the House of Pain went on about a 12-0 run, it seemed like. So then they get Thad Matta off, and Carmen's crew goes on like a 24-8 run in the half to take a 5-point lead. So now they're in the third quarter. That sounds weird, too. 4 minutes to play, 50-48, the Ohio State bunch on top. The depth here is the thing that hurts House of Pain.
It's when you look at the bench, and the Carmen's crew had the benefit of starting DeSean Thomas, who we mentioned yesterday was a guy that could put up 20 in a season back in at Ohio State. He got drafted by the NBA. Demetri McCamey came off the bench 2nd all-time. Assist for Illinois, 7th in points. And then over the House of Pain, Kyle Vanalis has made some shots today.
Yes.
But Vanalis, Finke, and LaRon.
Right.
The depth is really the big mismatch that's glaring for Illinois, for sure.
I told you, it felt like this Carmen's crew came out with a lineup that didn't have Diebler in it.
I was way off on my starting 5 projection from yesterday.
They really didn't start Diebler.
They didn't start Diebler. They didn't start DeSean Thomas,
I don't think. They started Gibbs over him, I think.
And so what happened is you had Illinois go out and just play inspire. I mean, I think this is a good move by Carmen's crew. If this is indeed what they were thinking, which I have no idea if this is what they were thinking, they're kind of like, let's put in our 5 guys. You guys run with them. Let them get their energy out of the way. And then we'll throw in then DeSean Thomas, John Diebler, and we'll let our depth win this game. And that's what happened in the first half. Now, this House of Pain team has crawled back to, again, within 2. So we'll see what happens as we go along. But isn't it fun having basketball or a sport? I mean, let's narrow it to basketball. But isn't it fun having a sport back that it gets your juices flowing, right?
Extremely. It's been something to look forward to for the last couple of days. And really, since the bracket came out, I've been anticipating this match. I've been just thinking about Andres Feliz going against Aaron Kraft and then just it's a Big Ten like battle, and that's what we get excited about, especially around in these parts.
Amen.
Selfishly, from a work standpoint, to write about a game, to preview a game, to do a game thread and all that for our show.
No doubt.
What are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
If and when, let's just say House of Pain wins the whole thing. When that's over, what are we going to talk about?
Baseball?
Oh,
baseball would be
that
back
would be
by
the
then.
Tentative plan.
Speaking of that, tomorrow we're going to visit with Chris Raby from KMOX and
Jordan Burnfield.
Jordan Burnfield. I couldn't think of his name. I don't know why. Sorry, Jordan. I know you.
He's on 670 and does some Cubs stuff.
Okay, so we're going to break down tomorrow. We're going to kind of get nitty-gritty, as I like to say, with the Cardinals and the Cubs. So far, when we've had guys like Kevin Wheeler on, we've kind of hit baseball on a broader spectrum, let's say, just talking about the game itself, the new rules, the fans not in the stands, etc. We're going to actually get nitty-gritty tomorrow with both the Cardinals and the Cubs. Of course, the Cardinals losing John Brebbia for the season. He's a weapon. He's a weapon for the Cardinals in that bullpen. That's going to be, you know, all of a sudden you go in without Brebbia and Hicks, which you had a feeling you wouldn't have Hicks, but losing Brebbia. And once again, the Cardinals now for the, I think, 28th straight year lose a guy right before the season starts.
Yeah.
It's one of the most amazing things.
It's not Waino in his prime or Chris Carpenter, because we've seen those.
Carp was lost for an entire year. They still made the playoffs. I think, did they win it? No, Waino was out 11, and the Cardinals ended up winning the World Series in 11.
That's right.
But it is amazing how there was a stretch there where it seemed like they lost a starting pitcher, like not just a starter, but a top three starter every year for like 3 or 4 years. And you're like, really? I mean, that's not easy to overcome in baseball. But the Cardinals, the one thing they always do have, it seems, is depth, and especially in pitching. So that will play a big part today. All right, we've gone almost 13 minutes here. And we have not. Somebody's calling in. I'm guessing this is Chris from Muhammad. He's called 58 times.
Mm.
We're going to let it go.
Sorry, Chris.
We're going to let it go. We'll try to get it after the next segment. How about that?
Hey, your team's playing tomorrow, finally.
Finally, the money team.
The money team.
That's got a kid named Jamal Tatum who played basketball down at Southern. I think you fooled me into that one, Trevor.
What do you mean?
I think you said that it was Brooks. And that was, I was thinking the Brooks kid that played for SIU when they went to the Sweet 16. It's actually Jamal Tatum who played for SIU, and he's only a manager. Like, he's just a coach.
Oh.
So I put money on the team thinking, well, I'll go with the Saluki.
I assure you I did not intentionally fool you into an SIU basketball flip-flop.
Because I went through it the other day looking for Brooks, you know, to see what he's doing right now. He's a heck of a basketball player. He's from St. Louis. And I'm like, wait a minute, I don't even see him in this thing. And then I saw Jamal Tatum. And I'm like, all right.
The game schedule is weird. Like, Overseas Elite may be the favorite. They literally have yet to play.
It's weird. I know.
Whereas, like, other teams have played 3 games and been there a week.
Right. It's crazy. The Big X team lost today, right? That was Andrew Dokich's team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Nick Ward and Khalil Iverson.
Khalil Iverson's out of the tournament.
Oh, that's right. I saw your tweet. That's big for
anyone
Illinois.
Associated with Illinois, House of Pain.
Oh, here comes the pain. Aaron Kraft is back on the bench, at least. He got that.
Oh, pulling the Paul Pierce.
Oh, yeah.
Wheeled him off the floor, and now he's back 5 minutes later.
Got his ankle taped really hard. Now he's ready to roll. Felice, a chance to tie this game, by the way, at the free throw line. Down one. We've gone now almost 15 minutes. We haven't said Dimitri McKamey's name. He came out in this game, old Michi, came out in this game and bricked 2 threes. Like, didn't even hit the rim on 2 threes. And then all of a sudden, in a span of about a minute, he gets 2 threes. He knocks down 2 threes, and you can see him chirping at that Illinois bench. I think all in fun, I would assume. But he is definitely chirping at that bench. By the way, we're tied at 50.
I didn't realize they said McKamey shot 48% from three in last year's TBT.
Did he really?
Like, wow. I mean, it means he pretty much made one out of every 2 threes he shot.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask
Buford
you this.
Buford shoots 60%.
I know.
Last year.
That's crazy.
Three.
Of course, these are their rims, man.
Not true.
The Columbus rims.
These are the Columbus rims. Now that you've seen Dimitri McKamey, who's kind of a Lante thick, if I'll put it that way, do you think it hurts that he's not on this team? I think it would help for depth.
Would I rather have him than Kyle Vanalis, as I watched Kyle Vanalis miss everything?
Yeah, airball it.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd rather have Dimitri.
That's fair.
He doesn't stack up. Look, Dimitri, great player. Took this year off, as he mentioned, to be with his daughter. And he's older now. I say that, young in his 30s. But compared to an Andres Feliz, there really is no comparison.
No.
But I like him in the mix in the guard spot. Absolutely.
I agree. I'd like to have him. And, of course, Brandon Paul would
give
you. So
the guy that won it.
Yeah, and Ravonte Rice, by the way.
That's a huge.
He would be big in this game. Here's McCamey with the ball, by the way. All right, so the score is tied at 50. McCamey just
all
hit a
way.
Turnaround. Oh, my God.
I was going to say, you shouldn't have jinxed that. Are they really missing this McCamey guy?
I know, and then he's going to come out now and just dominate. These are the most important 3 minutes of the game to me.
It's a good thing you got Vanalis, Finke, and Garrett instead of.
And that plays into what I'm saying. Like, you have kind of your B team, if you will, on the court. You fought back to tie this game, and now you took a one-point lead as Vanalis hits his third three of the game. So, in my mind, if you can withhold the storm here, does that make sense, until the fourth quarter and go in at least tied or close, then I think you're going to be all right.
And Dom just stripped McCamey.
And Finke wanted nothing to do with going to the bucket. Or that was Dom, wasn't it?
That was what looked like back-to-back goaltends, and they didn't call it.
McCamey hit
a three.
He was white there. This isn't good radio. I don't like this. I've tried this before during Illinois games in Big Ten basketball, and it never works out.
This game has been tough and sort of a breakneck pace at times.
It has. They've been going, and
pretty
I don't
handsy,
think,
pretty.
And I think the officials are doing a pretty good job at this. Are these,
for the most part,
these are college officials, I believe.
I have no idea who they are.
I thought I heard them say that it's college officials. Now, I could be wrong.
I know one of them is the son of Mike Eads, the ref who's retiring, because Stockage talked about it during Saturday's game, but I don't know where these refs are coming from.
Okay. I feel like they've won a
play. Goaltending.
I was going to say that's goaltending, isn't it?
Swatted.
Is that Malcolm?
That was a big three.
Hits a three. This House of Pain team now up 4, 56-52. Malcolm's
shot doesn't always go in, but when he makes a long jumper, it looks perfect.
It's pretty.
Like he triangulated it to the exact arc that it needs to be.
It's like stop and pop mid-range. Oh, he has to.
It's like every shot he's ever made in life is a swish.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't make all of them, but when he does, they're perfect.
They're perfect. All right, so a minute left in the fourth quarter. Or I'm sorry, third quarter, my bad. Four-point lead.
Much more nimble now.
Yeah.
Malcolm, yeah, that was kind of a weird thing. Let's don't try a behind-the-back pass, Malcolm. Let's leave that to the guards. Actually, let's just leave that in the hotel.
I don't think Kraft has come back in yet, by the way.
He hasn't. That's been big. That has been big. We got nothing else to talk about. Well, we do have something to talk about.
Oh, he just checked back in.
Oh, of course.
I was gonna say, what if you went to check in and like the tulip tripped him on the way out?
No, what you do is get Cameron List to trip him.
Yeah.
Because you can't get the tulip out of there.
Or have Felice just chest bump him.
If House of Pain were to win this game, do you think they could win the whole thing?
I don't know why they couldn't. I mean,
you beat the top seed. Why not?
You're beating the top seed. When I've watched these other teams, I always try to feel like, all right, are they better? This House of Pain team, they really are pretty good. They're better than I thought. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure coming into this how good this team would be. And Malcolm Hill said yesterday that I don't worry about the offense. It's our defense. And while I agree defensively, you need to show up, and they have. I think offensively they are a little limited. I mean, you know, Dom obviously is a stud, but
he's been putting it up too.
Yeah,
other than those two, both had 11. Next highest scorer was Vanalis with 7.
Yeah,
Hill only had 5, and Billy Garrett, who we talked about, capable bucket getter. He proved it in the G League.
Yep.
But I updated the stat. He's 2 for 16 in the TBT.
Well, and Trevor brought up a good point right before we started. He's like, I don't need to see Billy Garrett taking more shots than Malcolm Hill. And it's true. And that's not even a rip on Garrett. It's like, let's go ahead and let Hill do. Oh, is that a steal? Vanalis stole the ball.
And he threw it out of bounds. I thought he threw it out of bounds off the Buford's shoe, but he didn't.
I think he was saying he got pushed, which I think Aaron Kraft was behind him doing what Aaron Kraft does, and that's push and somehow get away with it.
I'd be curious what other teams' depth looks like, because we know Carmen Screw. They've got some
weapons off the bench.
But especially in a year where I'd imagine Illinois not the only team, or House of Pain, I should say, didn't have players have to ask out of this based on certain circumstances. That would be my one question, but also, to your point, depth of scoring, beyond the top two, do you have enough else?
Totally agree. Nana Egwu showed some good presence in this game early. He did hit a three, by the way.
Yeah, that was wild.
I was like, is he taking that three? He took it. He made it.
I still don't think LaRon Black has done anything.
He really did.
And I'm not even ripping on him, but he hasn't had a chance to do. I mean, he's just not in there.
He just
called out
slow.
By Sullinger.
Yeah, no doubt. Sullinger's like, take it right at 12. Take it right at 12. Malcolm Hill got fouled. Chance to put House of Pain up 5 with 30 to go here in the third. Let's be honest. Laron Black looks just slow and a little bit out of shape. When I say out of shape, I mean compared to the rest of the guys on the court. He's obviously in better shape than I am.
Right.
But he looks out of shape.
The player we saw here a couple years ago.
Yeah, exactly. So he does not look the same, and therefore he's not going to get a lot of... Malcolm just left a free throw short. That's Finke and Malcolm have now missed free throws back-to-back. That's not good, boys. We got to make all the free throws we can. But certainly, you're right. I mean, a guy, even one more like Ravonte Rice would be huge because Ravonte could guard the three.
Or Bradford, who could hit a three.
Or Corey could hit a three. That'd be fun. Wouldn't that be fun to watch Corey play in this? Now that I'm into the TBT a little bit more, do you think next year McCamey and Brandon Paul play for House of Pain?
I don't know about Brandon Paul.
Okay.
We never really dove into that, by the way.
We didn't, man.
How much flack he caught.
And then he went on Twitter, and he was fired up, the fact that he caught all that flack.
Which, at that point, if I'm him, I just don't do that. I mean, he can do whatever he wants.
I know.
But it's sort of like... You know, if he's frustrated with people going low, then maybe don't respond to every troll on Twitter who went low.
Exactly.
I was one of them.
Well,
read the quote like that Brandon said. When Brandon was asked about not being on House of Pain, he talked about, I wanted to play for a team. Essentially, House of Pain wasn't good enough for me to be on that team. I wanted a team that could win it.
Yep.
When you talked to Dimitri about it.
This is business here.
Right. That's what he said. Business decision. We talked to Dimitri about it, and... It was business for Dimitri. I mean, he won it last year. He cashed a $150,000 check.
Right, exactly.
And also agreed to be on Carmen's crew before there was a team. So just the way Dimitri handled it versus the way Brandon handled it, I understand why even me personally had some critical things to say about Brandon's decision.
Brandon went out of his way to point out that Team Hines was better than House of Pain.
Right.
So when Team Hines loses to the second worst seed in the tournament and House of Pain wins by 27, you feel like you kind of have to point out, right?
The point, though, that I think I would make is, what is he supposed to say? You know, like...
I mean, he didn't have to say anything.
So, for instance, if it is a business decision, which they're playing for $100,000 here, this isn't just playing for your school... Like you are in college, you're playing for $100,000. Then again, I guess your scholarship, you're playing for about $100,000. But the point is, they have a chance to earn money in this thing. Yeah. And if he feels like his best chance is with a Team Hines that's been around for a while in this TBT, they've gone pretty far in this thing. So there's a history there in the tournament compared to a House of Pain team that is just newly formed. And when he was asked to join, all of a sudden you're losing Corey, you're losing Ravonte. You know, for good reasons. Corey's wife ready to have a baby. Ravonte, of course, went over and started playing overseas again. His season started. So maybe Brandon looked at it and thought, you know, I mean, maybe he did make in his mind the right decision. Like, all right, well, Team Hines is, I got a better chance of cashing in $100,000 doing that. And so.
Well, he was wrong, is my point.
Yeah, that's the point.
Well,
the point.
No, I get it.
Like, I don't blame you if you come out and say Illinois is going to be the best team in the Big Ten this year. But then if they finish last, I also reserve the right to say, Lon, that was a really dumb thing to
right,
say.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
I think he said what he felt.
Yeah.
He said business decision, but he also attached the, I promised myself I'd only play for a team that I thought could win it.
That's fair.
And.
Because that's almost taking a shot at House of Pain.
That is a shot at House of Pain.
Good call.
House of Pain wins by 23 and your team loses.
Yeah.
In the first round.
Yeah.
So
that's you just fair. Open yourself up to that. I don't think he didn't believe it. He opens himself up to that when that's what happens.
So that's what happened, but we've all forgotten about it. We've all moved on.
No,
we haven't.
No.
Okay, so
of course not.
Brandon Paul. And I'll tell you this, after watching that game with Team Hines, I mean, that team was a bunch of guys just wanting to get theirs. I'm sorry.
That was what Dokic was saying on Saturday's broadcast between a team of cohesive, like a team versus guys.
It looked like it to me. Now, I'm not a basketball analyst, but I've played basketball my whole life, watched basketball, I've coached. You know,
best middle school record in the area.
And boom. I don't know, though. I think there's some other guys that beat me on that
16
one.
16-2 or whatever. Yeah. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was decent, right? 22-2.
Oh,
yeah,
I stand corrected.
16-1 the year before.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I'm on a roll here. I've only lost 3 games. What am I going to do next year if we don't win?
Your win percentage is in like the high 80s.
Well, there was that year in between, too.
Yeah, well, if you get rid of that year, Tim Beckman style.
Yeah, if that year didn't happen, then I'd only have three losses in junior high. But no, you know, it is one of those where when I watch Team Hines, it just looked like guys, and I'm not blaming Brandon because he had a great game, but it did look like guys that would come down, shoot quick, on the fast break instead of the extra pass, they'd take a 22-footer. Maybe that's their game plan. Maybe they said going in, guys, you get on the break, I want you taking the deep three. Let's don't worry about getting a layup if we can fire off a three. Maybe they're doing the sabermetric thing that you kids do, and they're figuring out that a 22-foot three is better than a layup underneath. So, you know, maybe that's what happened. But when I watched that team, I wasn't surprised they lost. I'll put it that way. I was like, well.
A ball movement within rhythm three is better than the ISO pull-up.
Amen.
When you watch both of these teams play, like some of those deeper threes, they're kick around, they're drive, force the help, and then kick it out, and he's open. Those threes are better than just, okay, my turn now.
Exactly.
Pound, pound, shoot.
Yep. By the way, if Diebler and the game, fourth quarter's about to start, we got to take a break.
15-2, House of Pain run to end the third quarter.
Okay. I want to see Felice guarding John Diebler, by the way. Andres and Malcolm both missed. Malcolm missed the tip-in. They had three chances there to score and didn't, trying to steal the ball. All right, so House of Pain up two. We got to catch a break here. We're going to try to catch a break here. If Aaron Kraft makes that, thank you. Let him shoot all day, right? Boy, I tell you, Andres Felice just gets it and goes.
Uh-huh.
Oof.
He blocked on three guys, pretty much.
Yeah, we bragged all about his his little move that he can shudder and go up. Maybe not on that one. All right, we got to take a break. We'll let you know what's happening. Malcolm misses another three. That's not a good start to the fourth quarter. We'll be back. If you want to weigh in, 359-2255. We'll be honest, I don't even have that pulled up. So if you're weighing in, I'll look at that right now. And if you want to call, you need to wait till the 5 o'clock hour. Is that fair?
That's what it is.
Oh, somebody just got tripped, and that was Kraft, I think, and now he's going to complain that he didn't trip him when he actually stuck his hand out and tripped him! Oh, my goodness. And
I never had to watch this guy
If
again.
You're going to play basketball hard like that, I love when you play hard like that, then don't cry when you obviously tripped a dude.
It's like when Rizzo stands right on the plate and then winces like a baby when he gets hit.
I mean, Kraft literally stuck his hand around his ankle and tripped him and then gave the look at the official like, I didn't do anything. If I was an official, I'd be like, Aaron, if you do that again, I'm teeing you up, and I'm going to hurt your other ankle. All right, I got to take a break. I'm getting fired up. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now back open for business at the corner of 6th and Green in Campustown. Head down, take advantage of great clearance deals. Short sleeve t-shirts are one for $4.99 or five for only $20. Other clearance items are marked down up to 50% off. For the best selection of Fighting Illini gear in Campustown, visit the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. Game Day Spirit.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You've heard their name, but who are they? Areawide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Areawide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com. Carmanbatteries.com.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Relive some of the greatest moments in Cardinals history with Cardinals Classic Games.
Here's the pitch
from no-hitter performances.
Swinging a ground ball to third.
The June 19th, 2019 game against the Marlins on ESPN 93.5. First Responder of the Month brought to you by Engelbrick Grills and Cookers. Building award-winning grills in Paxton, Illinois. Visit grillsandcookers.com. Jason Rector, how are you?
I'm excellent. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you are a firefighter for the city of Champaign.
Yes, sir.
All right, tell me about why you wanted to be a firefighter.
Yeah, so growing up, my neighbor was a firefighter. His name was Terry Swift, and he asked, do you know what you want to be when you grow up? And I said, no, not yet. And he said, I think you should check out the Champaign Fire Department. I think you'd be really good at it and you'd like it. So that's kind of what planted the seed, and I pursued a career that day moving forward.
You gotta be kidding. All right, so how does one become a firefighter?
Yeah, so you have to be 21 years old to be hired. There's a testing process, and we're getting ready to do a test this fall. And there's a written component, a physical fitness component, and an interview.
First Responder of the Month brought to you by Engelbrick Grills and Cookers. Building award-winning grills in Paxton, Illinois. Visit grillsandcookers.com.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Right now, we all feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone, the isolation can be overwhelming. Connect with an older loved one and have the conversation of a lifetime at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the new undergraduate major at the College of? That's an interesting title on there.
Because I've heard
Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences at the U of I.
Yeah.
The Metropolitan Food and Environmental Science Systems Program is the first of its kind, and it puts students in the heart of cities building resilient food systems. It's hands-on and a real way to make a difference. College of ACES encourages future students to learn more about the Metropolitan Food and Environmental Systems today. For a more than meets the eye opportunity, you can visit mfst.illinois.edu. That's mfst.illinois.edu.
Here's what you missed. Mike Dom just nailed a three. Andres Feliz penetrated. First of all, the Carmen's Crew team hit three straight threes and got back up by a point. Illinois battled back, took the lead, and then Andres penetrated, got into the lane, waited, was patient, found Dom top of the key, wide open three, makes it. They go up four, under four. Illinois wisely, I'm just going to call it Illinois and Ohio State. From now on, if I say Illinois or Ohio State, it's who cares? Illinois fouled very in a wise way, and then stopped the clock, took the timeout, I think, is what I assume. Yep. So now they will set for the Elam.
Here we go.
And explain this again. They add 8 points to Illinois' score right now.
That's right.
And the first team to that, and you don't have to hit, like, for instance, if the point's 76 and you got 75 and you make a two-foot shot, you don't get penalized. They have to go backwards, right. You know. So
you're not playing 21.
Exactly.
You break over, and now you're back to 12.
Right, because when I first heard about this at the NBA All-Star game.
That would be weird.
That would be, right? It's like, wouldn't it be funny?
Illinois is up one, but Dom actually hits a three.
Like, you have to make them foul you to win the game. Like, they're just giving you a wide open layup, and you're like trying to run into them. But no, so basically now, and I forgot what the score is right now. Illinois is up four. They'll add
68-64.
Okay, so they'll add, so they'll have to play essentially to 76 points. So now it's the first person, first team to 76
Ohio
points.
Ohio State has to score 12. You have to score 8.
That's awesome.
Basically.
But I kind of like this Illinois. Now,
there's going to be a game winner.
Yes.
You always know that.
And you said it, Trevor. Yeah, that's a great point, Derek. I never thought of that. There was a dunk winner in the first round of this TBT, which was pretty cool. They broke out on a fast break, and it was a game that was tight, and they ended up dunking for the victory. But Trevor said it, this playing against this Carmen's team and this Elam, it's scary. Because if they get hot from the three-point line, which we know they can, they did it in the first, in the second quarter. They just did it in the third quarter. Now, on the flip side of that, they have missed some shots. These teams are winded.
Oh, for sure.
Big
Malcolm
time.
Looks gassed. I don't know how much those vegetables are able to extend out through four quarters. And the protein might need to kick in there. But guard Buford and Lighty.
Yeah.
That's a two-man show for Ohio State right now. Like you said, we haven't seen Deshaun Thomas.
No.
I'll let Aaron Kraft shoot.
I agree.
It is a two-man at the other end, though, Felice and Dom.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And if you could get Dom an open shot, you got to get him the ball, right? He's got to. It's one of those where he has to touch the ball every time down the court.
For sure.
Whether he shoots it or not, the ball has to go through Dom and then go from there. You know, the other guy you said Buford and Lighty. Well, and then, oh, by the way, Diebler, who can score nine straight in about 5 seconds.
Don't forget about him spotting up like in the corner.
He hit 2 threes in one possession this game, right?
Yeah, because 6-point swing, right?
He hit a three, and in the meantime, Illinois fouled a guy underneath the bucket. So the three counted, Carmen's get the ball back, and then he hits another three. So that, all right. So
the Tulip just tell Billy Garrett in the huddle, say, okay, you get one shot during this period.
Yeah, no more. And it's got to be a wide open layup. So you got Felice on the court, Vidalis on the court, Garrett on the court. I assume Dom.
Right, Malcolm.
And then Malcolm. Okay,
so Malcolm's kind of a small four, and then Dom's your small five.
So they have played. LaTulip's gone short. You guys pointed that out.
I don't know if Egwu or Black have played a minute in the second half.
It's true. And Egwu was good early. But the point is, Dallas Lauderdale's not in this game. I mean, Carmen's crew has gone short. So what LaTulip has done is he's countered that. And I think he's done a wonderful job. Mike LaTulip's done a good job coaching.
Yes.
I think he's done a really good job. And like he said, hey, it's the guys. I mean, he immediately just throws it off. Kind of like Malcolm
looks
Hill.
Nervous, though.
He does.
I'm worried about this.
Credit to LaTulip.
Not that Illinois doesn't want this, and I'm not suggesting that at all, but I'm just worried about this, like, galvanizing. This is Kraft's last run.
No, like, I know.
I'm just worried, like, they just will not accept defeat, basically.
I know.
Oh man. Nice play drawn up in the timeout.
That was an alley-oop
pick
from
and roll.
To Dallas Lauderdale from Aaron Kraft.
That's right.
So Illinois up 68-66 with the ball. And, of course, the clock is turned off now.
It's fine. Just keep scoring.
So you could play the rest of the night if nobody scored.
Or get fouled as long as Andres is the one getting fouled because he'll make every free throw.
Yeah. And the
Dom Iso. Oh, just schooled Diebler.
Just took Diebler baseline after a pump fake left, dunked it. And here's the scoop now.
6 points away.
If you get fouled, you get one free throw.
And the ball.
So, now, I don't know if that's just a common foul, but I think if it's a
shooting foul, you're going to shoot two.
Yeah. So, on a common foul, see, I like that. Like they're not giving up. Oh, that was a pretty good defensive play. Yeah, was that Lighty blown right by Garrett?
Yeah.
All right, so I hope that there's one person out there that's not able to get home and watch this game. Because I'll be honest with you, when I left, I had to leave my house with about a minute 20 to play in the first half. I get in the car and I'm thinking I'm thinking I'm going to be able to listen to this game, and I'm like, there's nowhere to listen to this.
Right.
So hopefully we're helping people out right now in terms of this. Illinois
just
has the ball.
Had a Felice and Kraft scrum.
Oh, what a shot!
With the floater,
72-66,
4 points away.
Oh my goodness.
That was Felice that dove on the floor and grabbed the ball and flipped it to Garrett, who threw it ahead to Vanellis.
Yes. And guess who else was on the floor? Kraft. Kraft and Felice both on the court or on the floor. Oh, there's a foul.
That's whatever.
Felice just left Kraft to double Diebler, but it led to another pass with a foul.
Which, at this point, I'd rather them take a layup, I think, than a three.
I mean, in theory, leaving Kraft open behind the arc is fine, but like you said, it led to
pass.
It. Right.
Now, do they get a free throw here and the ball?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if that was the case or if
I think, right?
Well, I saw earlier that
maybe
actually,
not.
So, yeah, I think it's...
Have to be in the bonus.
Oh, okay.
Is that right?
I guess so. That's three fouls aside right now.
Buford just missed a three. Ohio State gets the rebound. That's Leidy. He misses. Kraft pushed off. No call.
Traveled to.
Goes to the ground. No
Come
call.
On.
Kraft right wing. Can we actually do play-by-play?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because it's ESPN, right? So we can do that. Diebler has the ball up top, right? Guarded by Vanellis. Gets around a screen that looked illegal. Rebound to Dom. Illinois has the ball. They need four more points to win.
Don't get three happy here. Not that I think they will.
Have to work it through Dom.
You have to.
Make them bring a double. Now, Lauderdale's on Hill. You might get an open shot here.
I agree. Hill comes off. Oh my
Garrett
goodness.
Turned it over.
Garrett is terrible right now.
I mean, he really is killing
him. He's killing you. I don't know who else you get in for him.
You can't.
But he is killing you right now.
Or LaRon or Finke.
So what they tried to do is kind of a play off a Hill screen and try to kick it to Hill for the shot, but Garrett just threw it away.
It's funny how much easier it is to hate a guy like Garrett because you've only known him for like a week, right? Whereas like, you know, you'd still criticize Finke, but it'd be like, oh, come on, Finke. You can't
I know.
Do it. Whereas Garrett, we don't even know Garrett. So it's like, man, screw him.
And you stink. I'll tell you what, though. I'm an equal provider.
Vanellis again.
Oh, no, up. Illinois just has to score one more bucket.
Oh, my goodness.
Ohio State needs to go on an 8-0 run to win this game. That's how it works.
Holy crap.
They're playing to 76. House of Pain's up 74-68.
How fun is this?
This is awesome. I'm nervous. Like, my palms are sweaty.
Knees weak. Like arms are heavy.
Eminem. I feel like Eminem right now. What's up? Diebler's got the ball. Now kicks corner. Illinois playing great defense, three-point line. Misses the
one
shot.
One bucket away.
That was a foul.
And Billy Garrett a chance. Well, he gets the rebound. We got to give him credit after I just ripped him.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, if House of Pain wins this, we're going to have somebody on, I think, at 5:30.
One bucket away.
And I'm going to ask whoever we have on, I don't care who it is, I'm going to ask them if they gave Carmen's crew directions to the Drury right after the game. I'm just going to say in the handshake line, did you just say, hey, go down Main, take a left at the third stoplight, and there's the Drury. See ya!
It was,
of course, they all live in Columbus,
that's
probably.
True. Well, no, I don't think so.
Well, maybe not.
It was Andres that ripped the ball away from Kraft, by the way, on that scrum on the floor. So just for some extra fuel for you there.
All right, so I need to check myself morally right here, and I need your guys' help. Do we take a break to watch the end, or do we stay on the air to do it? And help somebody out. We got to call it live, don't we?
Just accept that it's going to be bad radio.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. Back to call the end of the TBT game between Carmen's crew and House of Pain after this drive.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
We've all been stuck at home, looking at all the things we'd like to change about where we live. Well, Flooring Surfaces is here to help. The summer of savings starts now with discounted pricing on hundreds of the best floors around. Select in-stock hardwoods are cut by 50%. Double discounts on laminate floors and premium imported tiles start at just $125 per square foot. Flooring Surfaces stocks over 1 million square feet of flooring, so you will find a tile, hardwood, carpet, or waterproof vinyl floor that will freshen your space and save you money. We are a local business that's open to serve you in a clean and safe environment. Call 398-1990 to set up a personalized showroom experience or a safe in-home consultation. Then get ready to save with Flooring Surfaces.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
We're back! Austin Hogue, we're back! All right, I got people texting me saying my color commentary is horrible, but stay on the air. Illinois has the ball inbounds, a chance to win this game against the number one seed in the TBT tournament. Taking it down the
Vanellis floater for the game.
Thought they were going to call a charge. I had to hesitate on my yell. I thought they were going to call a charge right there, boys.
Holy crap.
Vanellis knocks it down. Felice
Good
and Kraft.
Aaron Kraft.
Telling each other what a great game they played. House of Pain, the 16 seed, gets it done 76-68, knocking out the hometown and the favorite and the defending champion, Carmen's crew.
And who had Kyle Vanellis as the guy who takes over?
We need to talk to him.
In the Elam ending.
And two threes in the first half. I think he had three threes. I thought they were going to call a charge. Ball was out, though. Does that count? Ball out, charge? They don't call anything. That was a charge. but they let it go. If that was Aaron Kraft, that would be a charge, man, I guarantee right. you.
Holy cow.
That is
huge,
random
guys. Guy from Central Connecticut just basically says, let me take this over Carvin's crew.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Who played the best game? Vinales?
Andres.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Vinales was huge.
He was.
But.
Is there a box score for this?
I'm trying to pull it up right now.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I think they're.
Holy cow.
They're going to let Kyle Vinales. He's going to have to grow up the John Gross ladder.
I can't believe that just happened.
I can't either.
Mike Dom went for 23-7.
He did?
No, 23-8.
See, that's a classic. You don't even know it.
Felice, 15, 8 rebounds, 5 assists.
Just does everything.
Kyle Vinales was 16 points.
You guys miss my John Gross
and 3
ladder.
Steals.
I heard
yeah, and yeah.
Vinales, Andres, and Dom single-handedly sending Aaron Kraft into retirement. They have my eternal respect.
And you know what? Everything is awesome. Sorry, it's the Ohio State. My bad.
Aaron Kraft's final game, 4 points. 2 of 5 from the field.
Yep. How fun is this?
Wow.
Would you be as into this if there were still sports going on? If there was a Cardinals game. Yeah, I think at this point.
I mean, this was the number one overall seed who won it, right? So
we love basketball.
Yeah.
We love. And I don't mean just the three of us.
We'd still be into it, but
Central
we've been
Illinois.
Starved.
Illinois fans love basketball.
Wow.
They love basketball.
I can't believe that just happened.
So how many teams are left now?
They're going to the quarters.
Yeah.
So there's
eight.
Eight?
Well, there's going to be after the two or three.
And you're
going to
play
tomorrow.
The Dayton team, right?
Right.
Dayton Scare? Or whatever they're
the
called.
Red Scare.
Red Scare. And you don't have
no
to play.
Obi Toppin.
Oh, that's right. And you don't have to play what's-his-face.
Khalil Iverson.
Trevor, I'm going to send you to the other room and try to figure out how we can get the post game. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay, because I forgot we're watching ESPN. I'm not blaming ESPN. I'm glad they're showing this tournament, but they went right to SportsCenter. They're like, we're out. All right, do you have the box score? Can we go through the box score of the fighting or of the House of Pain?
We absolutely can.
We'll do that in a second. Of course, we're going to try to set up an interview with one of the guys off House of Pain.
Whoever wants to talk to us, or however
or
many people want to talk to
nine
us.
Nine, if they want to come on
this
and jump.
This is a full-on post-game show.
This is incredible.
And we get to talk more about the TBT. They play again on Friday.
Is
How about
it
that?
Friday? I was hoping it was Saturday.
I know.
Is it going to be another 3
it's
o'clock?
Early, too. It might even be earlier than that.
They are. All these games are early. I don't get that. I guess maybe ESPN didn't think TBT would be that exciting. I think it's been incredible. I'll be honest with you. Illinois winning, don't get me wrong, has made my interest in this tenfold. However, I have watched, and Derek, even during a regular college basketball season, if it's a Big Ten game, I'm watching.
Yep.
If it's Villanova and, I don't know, DePaul, or just whoever Villanova would be
Providence.
Playing, Providence, I don't necessarily tune in. I want to know who wins. I might flip over to see what the score is, but this TBT thing, and I think it's just a product of the fact that we have zero live sports. And we have now lived for 3 or 4 months without live sports, and all we want is live sports.
Yeah, it's amplified it for sure, but as you just said, the Big Ten and where we are as an area,
yes.
How much people care about Illinois basketball. If Purdue and Ohio State are playing,
yep.
That's what I'm watching.
Amen.
I don't care if you like the Sixers.
Yeah,
the
right.
Sixers are playing the Raptors.
Not
Maybe
even
it's
close.
Even a playoff game.
Not even close. Maybe the finals.
Yeah.
Or if it's against the Celtics.
Right.
There is that hatred still in me.
But if the Cardinals were playing the Cubs, we'd still be tuned in.
We'd
care because it's Illinois alumni against Ohio State alumni.
Yep.
But
I would watch this TBT game that just happened over a Cubs-Cardinals game in the middle of the season. Now, if it's a playoff game, let's be honest. Or if it's a game with a lot of implication. Now, or ramification. Now, also keep in mind, I would be DVRing the Cubs-Cardinals game and watching this. Here's what we're going to do. Take another quick break. When we come back, let's dissect the box score of this thing. The House of Pain moves on. They upset the number one seed, the defending champ, the hometown guys.
We both picked it right, by the way.
We did. What scores did we use
I didn't
yesterday?
Have the right score. I went way too high scoring. I think I went 90-89.
I think I went 70. I think I was close. Can we effort that, Trevor, for the second hour? Or maybe I'll effort that before. Ivy League, by the way, postponing all fall sports.
Not a good sign.
And Stanford today cut 11 sports, including men's volleyball and others. So Stanford cutting sports, the Ivy League postponing sports until January. They said they will not play any sporting event until at least January. I don't know why I did that. That was interesting. Did you hit that or did I? Oh, okay. I'm going to let Trevor fall on the sword on that one. All right, quick break. Come back. Analyze box score. Next hour, hope to have some post-game and somebody from House of Pain live with us. We got to have one or two guys. Come on.
Just got a text looking like a player at 5:30. Working on that.
Derek Piper working his magic. It's the drive. The Long Branch is open. The Long Branch is open. Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford is now reopened for indoor seating. Stop by and let Donnie cook you up terrific steaks, burgers, pork chops, ribs, and so much more. The wait is finally over because Long Branch Steakhouse is now open for indoor seating. And with their full regular menu available, you simply can't go wrong. Stop by Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. and let Donnie give you a meal you won't soon forget. At 310 South Main Street, downtown. Town Gifford.
Big Grove Tavern is now open for indoor dining and patio service. 7 nights a week and brunch service too on Saturdays and Sundays. Great steaks, burgers, seafood, and vegetarian options, plus some of the best cocktails anywhere with excellent wines and craft beer. Give Big Grove a call at 239-3505, email sales at biggrovetavern.com, or check out their Facebook page. Everyone is welcome at Big Grove. Big Grove, big flavor.
Imagine a generation.
A generation of respect.
Of acceptance.
Of diversity.
A generation that leads together.
A generation that learns together.
A generation that plays together.
This is our generation.
Special Olympics athletes are leading a revolution of inclusion.
Proving we are better together.
If inclusion is your thing, let us know.
Sign the inclusion pledge at jointherevolution.org.
What do you get from Dogtown Heating and Air? 24/7 emergency care. It breaks, they're there, period. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What do you get from Dogtown Heating and Air? Professional technicians to take care of your problem right the first time with satisfaction 100% guaranteed. Serving all of Central Illinois. Call Dogtown Heating and Air, 217-841-4728, or visit them online, dogtownheatingandair.com.
Yeah. Great white, baby. I'm happy, man. It is the drive. Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise, Carmen's crew on their way to the Drury. Getting escorted out of Columbus. For those that don't live there in Columbus off that Ohio State team. Man, I take a lot of satisfaction in that victory. You had Dimitri McKamey. I'm not mad at Dimitri, but you had him playing for them. You had Evan Turner on the bench, a kid from Illinois that chose to go to Ohio State.
Oh, and he beat you so many times. I think I looked it up. He was 6-1 or 7-1 against Illinois during his career.
Almost as good as Brian Cardinal.
Right.
Then you had Lindzel Smith, who was an Illinois kid, went to Ohio State, played on this team. So you had all those guys, and yet House of Pain.
E.J. Liddell watching from home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Maybe he'll play for House of Pain one day. would I have to root
would
for
that
him?
Be the fair trade back?
Right, exactly.
Illinois gets EJ.
So the final score was 76-68. Is that right?
Yes.
76 was the point. I want to ask you.
The other point is, before we move on real quick, you were the last team, you were the team to knock out Aaron Kraft.
Oh, that's right.
From basketball.
End his career. Well, go ahead, Trev. Fool! That is pretty sweet. I'm not going to lie to you.
Like, people on the text line are not pulling any punches on guys like McKamey.
Oh, really?
Andy says, sending home fat McKamey.
Oh, come on now. That's Lante thickness. Hey, here's Aaron Kraft. Oh, my gosh. Hold on a minute.
Came out hot. I kind of figured that would happen.
This is Aaron.
We did a good job fighting back, and then they stayed with it. So that's a great team.
I know.
So props to them. For me personally, it is sad, and it is it is tough. Obviously, you never really kind of go out. Most people don't go out how they hope to, but Sometimes it happens. So I got an opportunity to play again with these guys and hang out with them for 5 days in the hotel. So, you know, TBT gave me that opportunity.
I mean, let's be honest. We hate him because he's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true, isn't it? Let's run through the box score real quick. We've got the Ohio State or the Carmen Screw. Yeah, let's go through the stats. Next hour, we're going to jump right back on, hopefully, with the Illinois postgame, the House of Pain postgame. All right, so what do we got stat-wise?
Team leader, Mike Dom, 23 points, 8 rebounds. He went 8 for 10 from the field, 3 for 3 from 3, 4 for 5 in the first game. So he's 7 for 8 from deep so far. Second leading scorer was Kyle Vanalis.
Okay.
Especially big late, hits the game winner. 16 points for him, 6 for 11 off the bench. He was
incredible.
Huge. Three steals as well.
Three threes, I think.
Three threes.
Two in the first half, one in the second. And they were timely threes.
They were.
They seemed to happen about when you were kind of stopping a little bit of a run of Carmen's Screw.
You need that other guy next to Dom and Felice, and he really was
he
that.
Did.
Felice
stepped in.
Finished with 15 points, 6 of 12 from the field, 8 rebounds.
Jeez.
Typical 5 assists.
Incredible. Just doing it all.
So good.
Just doing it all.
Hill, 11 points. Only went 4 for 14 from the field. Had 6 rebounds.
Okay.
Billy Garrett, 2 for 10 from the field, 5 points. Nana Egwu played 20 minutes. I don't know how many in the second half. 3 points, 1 from 3.
Okay.
And
he
4
was
rebounds.
Really good defensively early.
Yeah.
As Illinois... As House of Pain came out to a quick lead, Nana did a really good job underneath, kind of against the big boys for Ohio State. And there were a couple of times where Nana altered shots, and all of a sudden you remembered what he was always able to do defensively at Illinois. And the fact that there was one time, I don't know if it was Buford or Lighty, came down, they had about a 10-footer, and Egwu came out of nowhere, and they're like, nope, I'm not taking that. And it just little things like that. And then it led to an extra pass. It led to a miss. He grabbed the rebound. Here comes the other way. So Nana really good defensively early in that game.
Yeah, the amount of area that he can cover
incredible
as a five-man is pretty impressive. Ron Black, 3 minutes off the bench, had 2 points, 3 rebounds.
Okay.
Michael Finke played 6 minutes, had 1.4 rebounds.
Man, I don't know how they can do that with those guys only playing. How many minutes did Nana play?
20.
Oh, he did play 20. So the two guys that didn't play much were Finke at 6 and LaRon with 3. That's right. Hard, man. That's
Nana
tough.
Nana played 9 in the second half, which is more than I thought.
Right.
At least that's what they have here.
I think it was early on. And then Mike LaTulip did a great job, a great coaching move to go short because Ohio State essentially got their big guys out. And Mike LaTulip decided, let's get our bigger guys out. Let's go with a smaller lineup. And it caused problems for Carmen's Screw. There's no doubt about it. Billy Garrett's got to play better than what he did. What was he shooting again?
He shot 2 for 10.
Ugh, I think he was
1 for 9.
Oh, yeah, 1 for 9.
Against War Tampa.
So he's 3 for 19 in this tournament. You know what that means? He's due.
He's due
to go off against Red Scare or Dayton, whatever they are. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. They're still interviewing Diebler and Kraft, in case you want to hear Diebler. That's all I care about. All right, come back. We'll hear from Illinois. Or from the House of Pain, and hopefully get a player on next hour as well. What a great win, man. That was awesome. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.